The human mind is capable of so much more than the animal brain. How should humans utilize this tremendous power? Discover the spiritual component that unlocks your incredible potential. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury. Herbert W. Armstrong College hosted a graduation ceremony on May 13th in Edmond, Oklahoma. Chancellor Gerald Fleury delivered the keynote address, which has been converted into this Key of David program.
It's good to be here with you today. And I certainly say greetings to all of you, and especially our graduating students that are here today. When you go to college, you would think, well, any college, you'd say, well, surely at that college you're going to learn what the human mind is. But is that true? The human mind is a mystery to this world, and we have a book that explains that to anybody who wants to understand. And we teach it here at Armstrong College. But it's Mr. Armstrong talked about the human mind and the mystery of the human mind in the third chapter of his book, Mystery of the Ages, about the mystery of man. But he also had this other mystery in there and explained about the mystery of the human mind. Why should that be a mystery to educated people today? And yet, to many, many of them it is. And Mr. Armstrong wrote extensively about that in his book. So, if you want to remove that mystery, we have a book called Mystery of the Ages that shows our students how to do that, how to remove the mystery of the human mind. Why is the world so ignorant about what the human mind is? That really does seem strange, especially in the field of education. But this book will tell you absolutely that you can remove that mystery. And what an absolute marvelous blessing that is to understand the human mind. Mr. Armstrong said of his book, Mystery of the Ages, "In real fact, I feel I myself did not write it. Rather, I believe God used me in writing it. I candidly feel it may be the most important book since the Bible." Now, he says, I feel I myself did not write it, and if that's true, and I believe you can prove it, then where did this really come from? And who is it that really understands the human mind? Can anybody understand the human mind without having it revealed from his creator and the creator of the human mind? Well, this book will explain all of that to you. I want to talk about a subject that other colleges will usually disagree with. And none of us really ever look down upon anybody if there are people here that disagree with this. That's certainly a choice that God has given them. And we don't feel superior. We don't have a condemning attitude. But we do teach and remove the mystery of the human mind at this college. And that's quite a feat when you understand what's happening and what's not happening in this world. My first priority tonight is to get our students who are graduating to think more seriously about that book, Mystery of the Ages, and to really just fall in love with it, along with the Bible, of course, because it's not on the level of the Bible, but it is a synopsis of the Bible and a kind of a summary of the Bible. And with that book, you can understand your Bible and you can understand your mind and what it is. I recently received a letter from a man who's not in this church. He has quite a number of problems he's battling, but he's studying Mystery of the Ages very hard, and he understands something that many educated leaders do not understand. And he got it out of Mystery of the Ages. He knows more about the human mind than a lot of the professionals. Now, I make that statement without apology, because really, education ought to explain what the human mind is and what is its purpose if we're ever going to achieve anything. He quoted this statement from Mystery of the Ages, and he said, now you need to teach this to all your ministers. And I agree with that. We teach it to all of our students as well as the ministers. And the ministers teach it to all of our people and so on. But here's the paragraph he wanted me to read. He said, the real value of human life then lies solely within the human spirit combined with the human brain. The human spirit with the human brain. It should be stated at once that the human spirit is not perceived by the most highly educated psychologists, yet it is the very essence of the human mind. That's an amazing paragraph. There are hundreds of those in Mystery of the Ages. This man understands that. But he says, look, if you don't understand the human spirit, and the educated psychologists don't perceive it. They don't perceive it. That's what Mr. Armstrong said. And again, we're not trying to condemn anybody, but we'd better learn what the human mind is, or how can we ever understand the purpose of man? What is man? What is the mind of man? Why is the mind of man there? But see, many in education don't understand the essence of the human mind, which is the human spirit. Let me read to you a scripture that Mr. Armstrong used, and this is in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. It says, for what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man, which is in him? There is a spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. So it's talking about two spirits here. Now, along with this, let me read to you something that Mr. Armstrong wrote that is, I think, dumbfounding. He wrote, science and advanced education today almost universally assume nothing exists but matter. They deny the existence of spirit, human spirit, Holy Spirit, and really they deny the existence of God, even if they don't know what they're doing. But he concluded by saying, it has no spiritual qualities or characteristics, talking about the human mind. Yet science and higher education insist the faculty of intellect in humans is solely physical. The education insists that the faculty of intellect in the human mind is solely physical. Now you need to think about that. Really think about that. If you think about the physical brain of the dumb animals and compare it with the human brain, Mr. Armstrong proved that they're almost identical. They're almost the same. And yet, in this human mind, you have this tremendous power of intellect where you can discuss issues like this and understand how to make decisions, and how to, well, at least think about God if we get it wrong. But did you know that those dumb animals have no awareness of God or of spiritual knowledge, Mr. Armstrong asked? They have no awareness of God. Let's say if you have a dog, and if they have no awareness of God, no spirit there, and they don't know anything about spiritual knowledge, and you give them the Holy Spirit, well, what's going to happen to the dog or the cow or whatever? Nothing. But if you give that Holy Spirit to a man who has this human spirit, which gives you the power of intellect, then you can connect with God. You can connect with God. Shouldn't we all know that? After all, if God created us, He has to reveal that to us if we're ever going to understand anything. They won't even admit that there is a spirit in man. Mr. Armstrong went on to say, but the human spirit in mortal man makes possible a direct contact with the great Spirit of God. You see, without this spirit, the human brain is just like an animal brain, almost exactly like it. And yet here we in a college can stand up and talk and reason, make decisions. A vast difference between anything an animal can do. They can't do anything like that. But the human being can do that because he has a human spirit that is there for the very purpose of connecting to the Spirit of God and fulfilling what his purpose is on this earth, to enter into the very family of God and rule over this world and the universe for all eternity and beautify it and build it to an unbelievable level. Those brute beasts are just the way we would be without that human spirit. But who understands it? They say, well, look, there is no spirit. And I'll tell you something else if you think about that, and you can prove it. If you can prove the human spirit, you can prove that evolution is a fable. Because they say everything is just solely material. That's it. Solely matter. Nothing spirit. That's what the great leaders tell us. Almost 100%. Something is terribly wrong with that. And this world needs to understand that. The real value of human life then lies solely in that human spirit. Just again, talking about man and with his human brain without the Holy Spirit. The real value of his life is that human spirit, empowering him to have the power of intellect, which we certainly need if we're going to go to college. Now, there's a spirit in every human being, every one of them, and there's a big, vast difference between an animal and a human being. That is there, and it's easy enough to prove. Mr. Armstrong wrote, human and animal brain are alike. Human mind superiority comes not from the superior brain, but from the presence of human spirit within the human brain, which God put there to connect with His Holy Spirit so we could enter into the very family of God and be sons and daughters of God. And it's a real tragedy if men don't understand that. Animals have instinct. Men have intellect. How we do need to understand that. You can see even all the way back to the first chapter of Genesis where God said, well, He's going to make man in His form and shape. That's part one. But that's just half of it. He also goes on to say He's also going to create man after His image or with His own character and His own mind, have the very mind of God. That's what it says in Genesis 1 and verse 26, the first chapter of the Bible. And who understands it? There's part one and part two. What a future man has, but he won't find it in evolution. Do you know there's nothing spiritual in evolution? You know that? Nothing. It's all just, they say, well, it's just matter. It certainly is a matter with the way they talk about it, but then the evolution itself is a fable. And that's not that hard to prove. Mr. Armstrong proved it over and over again. But we'd like to have our students really, really understand about this book, Mystery of the Ages. And let me tell you, students, it's much better than you think it is. It is an amazing book. It's not on the level of the Bible, but it certainly does open your mind to what the Bible teaches. And what a wonderful, wonderful book it is. Think of that vast difference between the human mind and the animal brain. You see, Christ said, I'll just quote the scripture about truth being revealed. He said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes. Matthew 11, verse 25. What's that? God hid it? Hid this truth about the human mind and the man himself? Yes, that's what he says. He hides it from the wise and the prudent and reveals it unto babes, that is, those who are teachable, who will let God teach them and just not be dogmatic in whatever they believe. And if you look at that same context and back up two or three verses, well, it includes two or three verses before it, and Christ himself said this to all those people there in Capernaum who had prosperity and were well educated, and man, did he rebuke them. He really did rebuke them. He said, you Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. What a rebuke and a condemnation. That you could sit down and reason and reason and reason and reason for 10,000 years and you'll never understand the human mind, what man is, why am I here, what is my purpose, what am I, what is my mind? You can't reason it and understand it. It is revealed knowledge. It's what he says here. God says, I'm going to reveal it to babes, people that are teachable, and we teach our students to be humble and teachable, or they can't learn from God. They can't learn from God. See, these men that Christ was talking to wouldn't even let God in the flesh teach them. Isn't that amazing? The Son of God was standing there talking to them. That's all in red letter. The Son of God was standing there telling them that he would reveal all of these wonderful truths if they would just be teachable. And then he really condemned them. Because they weren't. So the end is going to be very bad if we don't let God reveal this to us. But he says, I'm not going to give it to the wise and the prudent. Well, now that's a shocker. The truth is, most colleges, certainly many of them teach the scholars to be superior toward others and not very humble. And they just close their minds to God. Matthew also talks about that. They just close their mind. No. There can be no spirit here. Says who? Some little man? Which, if he didn't have that human spirit, would be nothing more than an animal. But he's a lot more than an animal. He is so much more, it just about shatters your brain when you think about it. I mean, we're talking about the mind of God being built in man. If God will just be able to teach them. See, evolution is concerned solely with material life and development. It teaches nothing about spiritual life and problems, and all the evils in the world are spiritual in nature. Wow. I mean, this is telling you how to solve all the world's problems even. And still, you see, they can't solve them because they don't know what the human mind is. And they don't know what man is. But they should know. They should know. God has always been willing to teach it if men will respond to him. But this is heavy, heavy stuff when you start thinking about all this. We cannot understand the majestic, royal, incredible potential of a human being without knowing what the human mind is. The human spirit. We invite some of the greatest artists in the world, the greatest performers in the world, classical artists and great singers and dancers. And we always say, well, we want the best of the human spirit. But we don't invite people here because they don't have the Holy Spirit, or if they do, we just want to see the best of the human spirit when they're performing in that way. Now, the Holy Spirit would add a lot to that if they really understood that. But I want to really encourage our students to understand what this is all about. And if you look at certain scriptures, let me just read one more to you in conclusion here. And this is talking to God's own people, and it's a prophecy of what would happen to them in this end time for the most part. And here's what it says, verse 8 of Colossians 2, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Wow, there it is. You see, the people, they're supposed to understand the human mind. The psychologists and the philosophers and all that. Well, they're supposed to be experts in understanding the human mind. But they're not. No man is an expert in understanding the human mind. Only God understands the human mind. After all, he created it. Doesn't that make sense? They just want to close their mind to God and sort of do their own thing. And look at the mess this world is in. You'd better understand what the human mind is all about, or you're never going to solve these catastrophic problems facing us. If ever there's a time to understand why man and what is the human mind, it is now. And God says, I'll open up everything to you and give you rulership in the world tomorrow, and rulership over all the universe for all eternity. So you can just build and build and build and beautify for all eternity. If you will just be teachable and let me reveal all of these wonderful truths to you and remove all of those mysteries that Mr. Armstrong talked about in Mystery of the Ages. So, you young people, remember that book, Mystery of the Ages, because it is the second most important book on this planet. And it will guide you, if you put it next to your Bible, and it will guide you into areas and into wonders you've never, ever even dreamed of before.
The human mind is capable of so much more than the animal brain. How should humans utilize this tremendous power? Discover the spiritual component that unlocks your incredible potential. In recent years, humans have made marvelous advancements in industry and technology. Never has mankind been so capable and powerful. Yet, as man reaches great heights in the physical realm, he is failing spectacularly in the spiritual realm. Physical problems like crime, violence, war, poverty, and disease actually have a spiritual cause. Is it time for us to admit our complete inability to solve these problems on our own? Knowledge abounds in this information age, yet who truly understands the Bible? The Bible claims to reveal the solution to all of the problems that are rapidly multiplying today, but who will believe what it says? 10 preachers will give you 10 different answers to any biblical question. Why the confusion and disagreement? There is a very sinister reason. Request our free book, Mystery of the Ages, to unlock your Bible. After the Bible, this is the most important book ever written. Receive vital understanding about the Bible's core subjects, the identity and character of God, angels and evil spirits, mankind, civilization, Israel, the church, and the kingdom of God. This foundational truth will change your perspective on life. You will know your purpose for existing on earth. You will grasp your awe-inspiring future. You will also receive our free booklet, What Science Can't Discover About the Human Mind, and a free DVD of this program. Learn why the most brilliant minds fall woefully short in their attempts to explain the key differences between humans and animals. Theirs is a story of extreme self-reliance. Meanwhile, the truth is available to anyone who will hear and obey. It's that simple. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request Mystery of the Ages, What Science Can't Discover About the Human Mind, and a DVD of this program. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Request Mystery of the Ages, What Science Can't Discover About the Human Mind, and a DVD of this program. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.